愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
感谢主耶稣，我们可以放下世上的重担，来到神面前享受安息。
We thank the Lord Jesus Christ that we can cast away our burdens and be here.
愿神赐给我们在今天都能够得到身心的安息。
May all of us receive peace from Him today.
小弟的印象一直觉得我们这个卡诺加教会是一个宣道的教会。
And I was felt that the Konoka Park Church is a church of evangelism.
我们的灵布道会也将近来临。
And our spiritual convocation is near.
所以今天早上想用宣道使命的自觉做题目，我们来彼此劝勉。
So I'd like to use the topic of the awareness of the commission of evangelism as our mutual encouragement.
来谈一谈宣道是神的旨意。
And we will talk about how evangelism is the will of God.
是耶稣的期盼。
Is the expectation of Jesus Christ.
那我们来效法使徒的宣道。
And that we should learn from the apostles.
一起来看圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
我们看创世纪的十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪十二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1。
神对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”第二节。
Two。
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫别人，也要你也要叫别人得福。第三。
Three。
为你祝福的，我必祝福他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上万族都要因你得福。神在当时的世代，因为亚伯拉罕心里诚实，所以就拣选了亚伯拉罕。
Because Abraham was honest, that's why God chose Abraham.
叫他离开自己的本族、本地、本乡，往神指示他的应许之地去。
Told him to leave his country to a place that God directs him.
就是离开自己的旧的神，离开自己的原来熟悉的环境，去过一个神要让他过的新的生活。
Which is leave the environment that he's used to a new life that God's prepared for him.
然后祝福他说呢，你的名要成为大。
And bless him, saying that your name will be great.
说你的国要成为大国。
Saying that you will be a great nation.
你也要因别人因着你呢得到福气啊。
And said that others will receive blessing because of you.
今天我们每个弟兄姐妹也都离开了过去的信仰。
All of us have also left our old faith.
来到这个应许的神的教会。
And come to the promised church of God.
神应许我们将来要得到一个永远的国，就是天国。
And God's promised us an eternal life in the heavenly kingdom.
那我们的名呢，也要记得在生命册上面被神来纪念啊。那个名是一个伟大伟尊的名。
And our name will be in the book of life, and it will be a great name.
那这个福气呢，并没有就这样子停止在亚伯兰的身上。
And this blessing did not stop at Abraham.
圣经上说呢，神说这个地上的万族要因亚伯拉罕得福啊。
Here the Bible says that all nations will be blessed because of Abraham.
我们都知道地上的万族因耶稣基督来得到福气。
We know all nations receive blessings because of Jesus Christ.
信耶稣可以得永生啊。
And when you believe in Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life.
那耶稣基督也就是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊。
And Jesus Christ is the descendant of Abraham.
可以说地上万族也真的因着亚伯拉罕的后裔，亚伯拉罕他这一支呢得到大福气啊。
Can say that the all the nations are because of the descendant of Abraham receive blessing.
所以今天神呢的福气呢也不会停止在我们身上而已啊。
So the blessing of God will not only stop at us.
世界上的很多人呢要因着您呢得到福气啊。
Many people in the world will be blessed because of you.
所以神拣选您，您是叫别人来得福。
So God has chosen you so others can be blessed.
这是神给我们的一个旨意我们应该有的一个观念呢。
And this is an perspective that we should have.
在伯恩帕教会联会的时候，一个连姐妹来做见证。
And in Bowen Park during the spiritual convocation, there was a sister Lam who testified.
她十几岁的时候就 来接受耶稣基督。
When she was in her teens, she came to accept Jesus Christ.
那她接受耶稣基督的时候呢，读到使徒行传一句话说呢，你信耶稣呢，信耶稣，你和你全家就必得救。
And she read in the book of Acts saying that once you believe, you and your family will be saved.
她就把那句话呢，相信到心里面去了。
So she believed in this word.
她的父母亲在印尼，她不晓得他们要怎么信主啊。
But her parents are in Indonesia, and she does not know how they can believe.
但是她十几岁就相信，然后也常常为她的父母亲祷告。
But because she believed in her teens, and she continued to pray for her parents.
她现在应该有三十几岁的吧？最近她父母亲才信耶稣啊。
And now she's about 30, and her parents recently just believed.
那怎么来信耶稣的呢？
How did they come to believe?
听说那个前几年不是印尼有暴乱吗？
Because a few years ago, there were some violent acts in Indonesia.
她就鼓励她爸爸妈妈呢，要依靠神，要祷告。
So she encouraged her parents, saying that you should rely on God and pray.
后来在暴动当中呢，那一条街啊，很多商店都被砸了，很多被偷了，就是他们商店被保守住啊。
And during the chaos, all the stores on the street were destroyed except their store.
她妈妈，她爸爸妈妈真的看到耶稣基督的保守啊。
So her parents saw the abundance of God.
这个爸爸妈妈以前呢、是逼迫这个小朋友呢来信耶稣的。
In the past, the parents persecuted the sister.
禁止她礼拜六到教会去的。
And stopped her from coming to church on Sabbath.
但是二十年之后呢，情况完全改变了。
But after 20 years, the situation has completely changed.
因为这个小朋友呢，常常在为他的父母亲祷告。
Because the sister continued to pray for her parents.
所以我们信耶稣呢，我们的家人要因我们信耶稣来得到福气。
So once we believed in Christ, our family will be blessed because we believe.
我们的同学要因我们信耶稣来得到福气。
And our friends will come and be blessed because of us.
因为地上万族要因我们来得到福气。
Because all nations will be blessed because of us.
我们来再来看神的旨意，以赛亚书四十三章。
Continue to look at the word of God, Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十三章
，Chapter 43,
第十节
，Verse 10.
以赛亚书四十三章第十节
，Isaiah Chapter 43, Verse 10.
十节十一节
，10 and 11.
神说：“你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。”以赛亚书四十三章第十节，既是这样，便可以知道，且信服我。又明白我是神，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也没有十一节，唯有我是神，除了我以外没有救主啊！神说你们是我的见证啊
！God says that you are my witnesses.
是我所拣选的仆人。
You are servants whom I've chosen.
因为我们是神的见证呢，所以神说呢，你们会知道我，也会信服我啦。
Because we are his witnesses, God says that we will know him.
And believe him.
This tells us that we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for us to be His witnesses.
那为了让你成为见证人呢，你一定会有体验呐、对神一定会信服，你一定会真正知道神呐、
And because you are His witnesses, you will have experiences. You will truly know God.
换句话说呢，您一定会在这个真神上面得到恩惠，得到很多神奇的一个生命的过程啊。
Which means that you will receive a lot of blessings and live it with a lot of miracles.
我们真耶稣教会真的不一样。
The true Jesus Church is very different.
真的，有时候如果你有到跟其他教会朋友谈一谈，真的有些教派呢，他们在教会里面真的没有什么所谓的神迹奇事，他们也不强调，他们以为那个是耶稣时代才有的事情啊。
If you talk to church members from other churches, you will see that there are not a lot of miracles in their churches, and they believe that these miracles only happen in the Jesus time.
但是真耶稣教会的神迹奇事几乎是每一位弟兄姐妹他们都可以领受得到的。
But the miracles in the true Jesus church is felt by every member.
那你这样你就会信服这个神真是存在，那你会相信他，所以你才有办法成为他的见证人呢。
And you will believe in his existence, and because you believe, you can be his witness.
我记得有一个弟兄他这样在做见证，那时候他还没有信主啊。
I remember a brother testified about before he believed.
有一天晚上他在床上睡觉。
One night he was sleeping in the bed.
一个声音跟他讲说起来祷告。
A voice told him to pray.
那一起来祷告的时候，圣灵就大有能力的降在他身上。
And when he started praying, the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
流泪流汗，满心喜乐。
And she was shedding tears and sweat and was very joyful.
不知不觉就祷告了将近一个小时。
And not knowingly, he prayed for over an hour.
他说祷告完第一件事情就是赶快打电话给他在国外的女朋友。
And the first thing he did after he prayed was to call his girlfriend out of the country.
他说神是存在的，真的，你要跟我一样祷告啊，你会体验到神的。
Saying that God exists, you must pray like me.
赶快打电话给他妈妈。
And call his mom.
他说那个后来他的太太他的女朋友后来做见证他说后来他从国外回来的时候。
And the girlfriend later became his wife, and she testified.
他说这位他的先生那个时候生了病穿着带着花穿着西装呢来见他。
And saying that when she came back into the country, the boyfriend was dressed in a suit with flowers to meet him in the airport.
但是他都没有注意到那个花多漂亮或西装多好看呢。
But she did not feel how beautiful the flowers are or how good the suit is.
只感觉他这个男朋友他脸上真的那个光那个微笑那个面容跟以前完完全全不一样。
She felt that the boyfriend in his face it was totally different with the glory.
因为他真正知道神，因为他信服神，他也可以成为神的见证人。
Because he believed in God, he followed God and can be his witness.
所以今天我们成为神的见证人，神一定让您的生命有很多很多的感受。
So as witnesses of God, God will have a lot of experiences in our life.
给这些感受的目的呢，就让我们把它分享给我们的亲戚朋友邻居们。
And the purpose of these experiences is for us to share it with our friends and family.
这是神的旨意啊。
This is the will of God.
我们再来看彼得前书的第二章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
二章九节
Chapter 2 verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有金尊的祭司二章九节
Chapter 2 verse 9
是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者的美德真提到说世上有这么多人我们是唯一被拣选的啦
And here'sTells us there are many people in the world. We are the only ones that have been chosen.
世界上有这么多人，但是我们是少数被拣选来服侍神的那些金尊的祭司。
We are the few royal priesthood that has been chosen by God to serve Him.
我们是被神的宝血洗净罪孽的一个圣洁的国度。
And we are a holy nation that has been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
那这个目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose?
让我们去宣扬那召我们出黑暗入光明那个奇妙者的美德啊。
So that we can proclaim and praise him who called you out of darkness.
这是神召我们的一个目的。
This is the purpose of our calling.
所以我们一定要大家一起来记住神的这个使命哦。
So we need to remember the commission from God.
这个世界上很多人真的还住在黑暗里面呢。
Many people in the world still live in darkness.
如果你有机会，有时候到医院去看一看。
If you have a chance, you can visit the hospital.
我觉得这个世界暂时握在魔鬼的手下很多人都被魔鬼欺负
And I think this world, because it's under control of Satan, many people are bullied by Satan.
最近有些弟兄姐妹到一个医院去访问了。
Recently, some brothers and sisters went to a hospital to visit.
我们就看到一位先生好可怜。
And we saw this man who is very pitiful.
你看他的时候呢，他那个。右眼啊他都没有办法闭眼睛都是红色的都是血丝。
And we saw a man, he cannot close his right eye, and we can see that the eye is all red.
那其他边呢他呼吸很困难嘴巴张得好大整个人这样子。
And he had a hard time breathing, and he had his mouth open.
那常常就进入 coma, 就是没有办法清醒
Many times he would enter into a coma.
他的太太就说他这个病连续大概有五年之久了。
So his wife explained to us saying that his situation has been like this for about 5 years.
他有小孩可能在念大学或是念高中
And they have children in either high school or college.
啊，整个经济的力量哦，就那个经济的收入来源呢，就落到这个太太的身上。
And all of the economic burden of the family came on this wife.
那你看到这个太太哦，又要照顾孩子啊，又要照顾先生啊，又要挣钱养家。
So we can see this wife needs to take care of the children, the husband, and also earn money for the family.
那你跟她谈到伤心处哦，就看到她掉眼泪啊。
So when we talk about this, she began to shed tears.
那我们在跟那个先生祷告的时候，那个先生恢复之前，我看到他边祷告也边掉眼泪啊，一个眼睛，那个好的眼睛都在眼珠都一直渗出来啊。
And when we pray with this man, that this man began to shed tears.
我觉得真的是啊，可以说他们无论在精神上、在经济上、在心灵上，都受到很多魔鬼的打击啊。
And we can see that they've received attack from Satan, mentally, spiritually, and financially.
但是我们看到真的很多人哦，没有盼望呢，没有盼望。
So we see a lot of people without hope.
我看我们基督徒，我们也会经过苦难啊。
And for Christians, we also face some difficulties.
但是感谢主，我看到很多基督徒经过苦难哦，你祷告神就听我们，不是吗
？But thank God, through our difficulties, when we pray to God, God listens to us.
我们祷告神就安慰我们，不是吗
？When we pray to God, God comforts us.
可是这些人哦，他们真的完全绝望，没有希望，一点看到未来的光，看不到未来的一点光明啊。
But these people do not have any hope. They do not see any light in the future.
所以我们看到他们想到说，我们真的要好好的哦，把神的这种盼望。把神的福气，把神的平安带领给这样的人。
So we should bring the peace and the comfort of God to these people.
因为我们被召的目的就是能够去带领这些人从黑暗进入光明，进入这个奇妙光明者的美德，让这个生命重新燃起的那个光辉，重新享受耶稣基督的慈爱。
We have been called so we can bring these people out of darkness into the light so they can receive the grace and blessings from God.
感谢主，我们大概一起去看他将近一个月啊。
And thank God we have seen this man for about a month.
啊，有一次我们在帮他祷告的时候，一个姐妹突然谈到说：“你没有注意到这位先生脸上现在有光吗？有一种好像有一种光芒在他身上啊。”
And one time, one of the sisters said that during prayer, we can see that there's light in this man's face.
真的，我们看到感谢神，神慢慢的在带领这个家庭啊。
And we thank God, we can see the guidance of God with his family.
所以神的旨意是，真的是让我们出去做宣道的工作。
The word of God is for us to go out and preach.
我们再来看看耶稣基督的期盼哦。
And let's look at the expectation of Jesus Christ.
看马太福音第十章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
第五节到第八节
，verses 5 to 8。
第十章第五节到第八节
，Matthew chapter 10 verses 5 to 8。
五节到八节
，verses 5 to 8。
耶稣差遣十二个人去，吩咐他们说：外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进。第六节
，six。
宁可住以色列人家米斯，宁可往以色列人家米斯的羊那里去。第七节
，seven。
谁走谁传说。天国进了第八节
，eight，
医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。耶稣期待我们呢，白白的得到救恩呐、啊，也要白白的救恩啊，舍给别人呐、啊。
Jesus expects us that we have freely received salvation, we should also freely give the salvation.
啊，今天我们得到圣灵的人，都是被耶稣基督差遣的人。
And everyone who has the Holy Spirit have been sent by Jesus Christ.
耶稣啊，告诉我们那些传福音的对象呢，那个有一定的对象啊。
And Jesus tells us the target of our preaching.
那传福音的内容就是啊，他说呢啊，只要讲天国近了就好了。
And the contents of the gospel is to talk about the heavenly kingdom.
意思就是说呢，啊，天国在人的心中，耶稣基督就要进到你的心中，这个时间现在就已经到了。
Because when they have received Jesus Christ, then the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is there.
啊，跟他们讲这个时候已经到了。
Telling them that the time is here.
那并且耶稣基督呢，给他们权柄啊，行神迹奇事，让叫人可以信服啊。
And Jesus also gave them power so they can heal the sick.
我们常常觉得说，现在教会的神迹奇事比较少。
And we feel that there are less miracles in the church now.
其实还是很多了。
But actually, there's still a lot.
那为什么如果有比较少，到底是什么原因比较少呢？跟早期比起来，是什么原因呢
？But if there's less, what is the reason that there's less?
小弟觉得有一个，就是因为我们比较跟古代的人比起来呢，我们比较少走出去宣道啊。
And I believe the difference is that compared to the people before, we go out and preach less.
您只要走出去宣道哦，神一定不会让你丢脸呐，因为神不可能说谎话。
Because Because if you go out to preach, God will not make you ashamed because God will not lie.
你一定会看到对方那个接受福音的人哦，得到很多神奇的事情，直接从神领受过来呀。
Because we will see that those who, that we preach the gospel to, they will receive a lot of miracles from God.
只要那个人有信心呢，只要我们宣道到让那个人对耶稣基督产生强烈的信心，肯跟耶稣基督求，那个人一定会有体验呐。
As long as they have faith, that we can preach to them so that they have faith and they pray to God, they will see miracles.
那否则耶稣基督骗我们呢？
Otherwise, Jesus Christ will be lying to us.
耶稣基督绝对不骗我们的。
Jesus will not lie to us.
所以我们要大胆的走出去啊。
So we must boldly go out.
主耶稣会跟您同在的。
And God will be with you.
不要害怕了哦。
Do not be afraid.
最近有一些同龄也出去做宣道啊。
Recently, there are some members who went out and preached.
那这啊啊，这个被宣道的对象呢，就是灵布道会呢，晚上一个晚上来慕道。
And the goal was a one night of evangelical service.
那个人刚好来参加嘛，哈。
And that person came.
啊，这个职务人员呢就不放弃啊，就赶快跟他们通知去跟他们拜访啊。
And this council member did not stop there and went to visit them.
那一次的拜访给小弟一个很深的印象。
And I have a very deep impression during that visitation.
因为我们从来没有看到第一次到一个朋友家里面，他把他的心打得这么开啊。
We have never seen that when we went to a friend's house that they opened their heart so wide.
他就讲好多故事给我们听啊，他的生命的故事给我们听啊。
And he told many stories about his life to us.
但是五年前呢，他来参加我们教会的一个这个家庭聚会。
And saying that 5 years ago he came to our church family service.
他说那个时候呢，他没有身份，没有工作啊，太太小孩也都没有来到美国啊。
And at that time, he did not have a legit visa. Did not have a job, and his family is not there.
那五年来呢，他常常做的是餐馆的工作，都没有也来到我们教会一次啊，再来就跟我们教会失去联系，也不晓得我们教会在哪里啊。
And after that, he worked in restaurants and he did not keep in contact with our church.
但是呢，餐馆的一些朋友也跟他传福音呐，但是就是一些圣经上的道理呀。
And some of the friends from the restaurant preached to him about some biblical stories.
所以他也常常读经祷告。
So he often read the Bible and prayed.
他五年来呢，他得到绿卡，然后孩子也过来了，那生活也安定了。
And after 5 years, he had the green card and he had a job and his family is here.
有一段时间他失去工作。
And there was a time that he lost his job.
开始看世界日报要找工作。
And he was looking at the Chinese newspaper for a job.
怎么看到真耶稣教会在灵布道会？
And saw an ad for a church having a spiritual conversation.
这个不是那我五年前去的那个教会吗？
And you remember saying that this is the church I went to 5 years ago.
所以又来到那个我们的教会，就参加一次的灵布道会。
So he came to our church and attended one night of spiritual convocation.
真的，我发觉到他真的很有心呐。
And we found out he had a lot of heart.
后来我们弟兄姐妹做一次很简短的一个五分钟的祷告，不到五分钟的祷告啊。
So we made a very short 5 minute prayer.
感谢主，因为他这样子把心打开，神的福气就临到这个家。
But thank God, because he opened his heart so wide, the blessing of God came upon his family.
不到五分钟祷告，他的太太就得圣灵。
In less than 5 minutes, the wife received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真的要有信心哦，你走出去，神的恩惠会跟您同在啊。
So we must have faith that when we go out, God's blessings will be with you.
以前呢，我们的小朋友都很会传福音啊。
In the past, all the little children knew how to preach.
有些小朋友呢，他们的朋友家的狗死掉了。
And for some children, because of their neighbor's dog had died.
他就跟他那个朋友讲说，我帮你祷告，如果你的狗活了之后呢，你要跟我来信耶稣啊。
And the children told the neighbor's kid saying that I will pray for your dog, and if your dog comes alive, you have to come to believe.
后来他们真的帮他们家的狗祷告呢。
So they pray for this dog.
狗真的又活过来呢。
And the dog resurrected.
所以我们教会的，即使小朋友祷告很诚心的。主耶稣都要听啊。
So for the prayer of the children, if they pray earnestly, God will listen to them.
所以耶稣基督真的给我们传道的内容，给我们传道的权柄，给我们传道的对象，我们只要走出去，主耶稣不会让我们丢脸的。
And God has given us the contents of our preaching and the goal and target of our preaching and the power to come with it. And when we go out, we will not be ashamed.
不只是耶稣基督传福音的时候呢，说要白白的得来，也白白的舍去呢。他在复活升天之前也讲同样类似的道理啊。
Not only when Jesus Christ was living, did he say that you must freely preach.
我们来看马可福音十六章。
Let's also look at Mark.
马可福音十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
十六章十五节。
Mark 16:15.
马可福音十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15。
他又对他们说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。”第六十六节。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。十七节。信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼、说新方言、所能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也不受害，所按病人就必好了。啊，耶稣基督呢再次的应许呢，说神迹其实要随着你们所传的道。
And Jesus Christ again promised that the miracles will follow as you preach.
然后又说呢，你们要往普天下去传福音呢。
And tells them to go into all the world and preach.
到底普天下在哪里啊？
What is all the world?
小弟刚搬到南加州的时候。
When I just came to Southern California.
我太太还没有搬下来。
And my wife was not here yet.
所以我自己要买菜啊。
So I had to buy groceries myself.
那我就去大华九九买菜啊。
So I went to Ranch 99 Market.
哎，奇怪了，那个我发现到说有些有人跟我讲说大华九九的这个牛奶比较贵，你到隔壁的一个美国的百货公啊，不是美国的超市呢比较便宜呀、啊。
And someone told me that the milk at the 99 Ranch Market is more expensive. You should go the next doors to the American supermarket. It's cheaper there.
那我到美这个大华九九或者到那里哈、哦，都是东方人呢。
And when I went to the 99 Ranch Market, I found out all the people were Asians there.
然后呢，在这个真的是隔壁哦，都没有什么街，就是隔壁呢，就是一个忘了他的名字了，现在很久没有shopping了，就是完完全全的美国超商啊。
And right next door is an American supermarket.
啊，大部分都是非东方人呢。
And everyone in there were not Asians.
我就觉得很好玩呢。
And I thought it was strange.
两家超市就隔壁而已啊。
These two supermarkets were right next to each
other. 你可以在这边找到各种不同的种族的人呢。
And you can find people of all races there.
所以我们说要往前天，往普天下传福音到哪里去啊？就是到我们每到这里来传福音就是了。这里到处什么人种都有。
And when it says to go into all the world and preach, over here you can preach to everyone.
小弟有时候在想一个问题。
And I often think of this question.
为什么神把福音交托给犹太人
？Why did Jesus Christ give the gospel to the Jews？
或许到说犹太人他们是漂泊的民族啊，漂泊就流浪的民族啊。
And because the Jews are a nation that does not have a home.
犹太人到处被逼迫就到处去，所以到处都有犹太人。
Because they're persecuted everywhere, so they have to go everywhere.
啊，所以他们可以把福音带到早期啊，早已是圣灵的时候呢，可以把它带到很多的地方啊。
And because Jews are everywhere, he can the gospel can be preached everywhere.
那为什么在晚期呢，把福音交托给中国人
？But why at this time was the gospel given to the Asians?
因为现在哈、哦，在这个时代哈、哦，四海都有中国人呢。
Because during this time, the Chinese are everywhere.
中国人也是漂泊的民族啊。
And they are also a nation that is everywhere.
我们现在道理已经传到巴西去了。
And right now, the gospel is preached to Brazil.
你知道巴西的福音怎么传的吗
？You know how the gospel was preached to Brazil?
从现在是一对姐弟啊，一个华人的家庭呢，移民到这里，一对姐弟呢，在那边开餐馆呢，那个信徒几乎都是他们以前的员工，或是现在的员工啊。
And it started from a brother and sister who immigrated there and opened a restaurant. And all the members there are the workers from the restaurant.
啊，所以他们现在信徒有大概二三十个人。
So right now the members are about 20-30.
啊，信徒都是当地的土著，都是巴西人，都是讲葡萄牙话的。
And all of the members are Brazilians and speak Portuguese.
啊，那你知道为什么我们的道理会传到这个智利吗？Chile, huh?
And do you know how the gospel was preached to Chile?
也是一对这个华人的这个夫妻啊，在那边做生意开始的。
It was also in an Asian family that was doing business there.
那很奇妙，比如说你到巴西圣保罗去，哦，那个神迹其实非常明显哦。
And if you go to Brazil,
Saint Paul, Saint Paulo, huh? 神迹其实很多很明显的。
You will see a lot of miracles there.
你坐在那边跟弟兄姐妹聊天呢。
You sit there and then chat with the members.
医病赶鬼，太多太多，很多那个土著啊，而且尤其那些土著啊，信心很单纯哦，常常看到神很多神奇的那种故事哦，发生在他们生命当中啊。
And the natives there have a very simple faith, and they are able to see a lot of miracles and experience God.
所以耶稣把福音交给中国人，因为 他的意思就是让我们往普天下去啊！中国人就是一种什么漂泊的民族，所以我们真的把福音传到普天下去了。
So the gospel was given to the Chinese because the Chinese are everywhere and they can preach it everywhere.
所以宣道真的是神的一个耶稣的期待了。
So evangelism is an expectation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣说我们是这些神国一些事情的见证人也这样讲啊。
And Jesus Christ saying that we are the witnesses of the heavenly kingdom.
我们来看路加福音24章。
Let's look at Luke 24.
路加福音24章
47节
24章47节
Chapter 24 verse 47
24章47节到49节
From 47 to 49
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到万邦。48节，你们就是这些事的见证。49节，我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受上头来的能力。这边耶稣基督有提到说呢，这个神赦罪的道理呢，要传到万邦啊。
Here it says that the gospel of the repentance and remission of sins will should be preached to all nations.
这个预言呢，现在还在进行当中啊。
And this promise is still in effect.
那他又说，你们就是这些事的见证。
And he says that you are witnesses of these things.
所以这个预言要让我们来完成，我们是主耶稣的见证啊。
So we are to complete the witnesses of Jesus Christ.
那为了要让我们能够做这些见证呢，他说你们要在城里等候从上头来的能力，领受上头来的能力。
And it says that in order for us to be witnesses, we must wait for the power from above.
所以很多弟兄姐妹得到圣灵啊。
So a lot of members receive the Holy Spirit.
请问得到圣灵的目的在哪里啊？
What is the purpose of receiving the Holy Spirit?
没有错，得到圣灵我们可以进天国。
It is correct. After receiving, we can go to a heavenly kingdom.
没有错，得到圣灵，我们可以得到平安跟喜乐。
And we can receive peace and joy.
但是不要忘了，得到圣灵这边有一个很重要的目的，就是让我们领受能力到万邦去做主耶稣的见证啊。
But let's not forget that there is a very important role that after receiving the Holy Spirit, we will have power to preach to all nations.
所以圣灵是要让我们来做宣道的。
So the Holy Spirit is for us to preach.
所以一个宣道的教会一定是一个祷告的教会了。
So a church of evangelism is also a church of prayer.
所以我们得到圣灵弟兄姐妹，我们要常常为这些宣道的工作来祷告。
So those of us who have the Holy Spirit, we must pray for the evangelical work.
当我们为别人祷告的时候呢，你会觉得自己更有力量啊。
And when we pray for others, you will feel that you have more strength.
这次 NYTS 有个学员在这边做见证啊。
And during the NYTS, there was a student who testified.
因为我觉得这个小朋友很可爱，因为他常常进食祷告。
And I felt this youth, fasted and prayed a lot.
那我发觉到他进食祷告就是他祷告的动作比较大一点呢。
And I felt that when he prays, he has a more movement.
那我说哇，你祷告动作这么大，祷告一个小时，你不累啊？
And I asked him, saying that because you move so much during prayer, aren't you tired after an hour?
他好像不太累，整个手要举一个小时，就是举高高的，动作很大。
But it looks like his arms are not tired, even though his hands are being he holds his hand up during prayer.
他祷告之后呢，他说他讲两个感想啊。
And after prayer, he had two reflections.
他说可能我这边讲过，然后第一呢，他觉得呢没有主耶稣，他真的不晓得要做什么。
And the first is that without Jesus Christ, he doesn't know what to do.
第二就是代祷的力量功效很大。
And the second is the power of praying for others.
那我就问他说，那你祷告都在为别人代祷咯？
So I asked him, saying that then you must be praying for others during your prayer.
他说对啊，如果我祷告觉得很累我帮人家代祷我力量就来了。
And he answered, saying that is correct. When I feel tired, when I pray, I will pray for others, and I will feel there's more strength.
所以我们要常常为宣道、为别人、为人的生命。来代祷。
So we must often pray for evangelism and also for the lives of
others. 您会觉得您的力量会很大，主耶稣的会更加添给您呢。
And you will feel that you have more power and strength because Jesus Christ will add more.
所以我们要学习使徒来做宣道的工作。
So we must learn from the apostles for evangelism.
我们来看使徒行传第十章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 15.
四章十九节。
Chapter 4 verse 19.
使徒行传四章十九节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 19.
四章十九节。
4:19.
彼得跟约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合不合理？你们自己酌量吧。”20节。
20.
我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。这个时候，使徒们他们是在被在这个法庭前面被审判的。
And during this time, the apostles were being judged.
不过他们讲的话实在是有点刺耳啊。
But the words that they said are very piercing.
他说我们所看见、所听见的不可以不说啊。
Saying that we cannot but speak of the things that we have seen and heard.
如果我因为宗教被人家在法庭前审判，他说什么，我大概就闭着嘴巴不说话就好了。反正我以后再继续宣道就好了。
If I'm being judged in court for my religion, I will probably just stand there and not say anything and just preach after they release me.
但是使徒们被圣灵充满，他们不怕，死都不怕。他说啊，我们所看见什么、听见，怎么可以不说呢
？But the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were not afraid, so they said that we cannot speak.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就要写使徒哦，就是说我们所看见、你所听到的哦，一定要把跟朋友分享，很简单的就这样分享就好了。
Saying that we cannot but speak of the things that you have seen and heard, and we should do the same. That what we have seen and heard, we should preach to our friends and family.
我们当中真的很多神，我们一定听到很多见证的啦。
I'm sure all of us have heard many testimonies.
上礼拜我在我们弟兄当中听到一个见证，觉得很真的神真的很奇妙。
And last week I heard a testimony from a brother. I thought that God is very miraculous.
那个弟兄说，哎，有一天晚上他梦到他太太生孩子啊，哦，不是生孩子，就他有一个孩子生下来就对了。
And the brother told me, saying that during his dream, he dreamed that his wife has a baby.
那几个礼拜之后呢，一个姐妹哦，在吃饭的时候，哎，大声地问他说，哎，兄弟，你太太怀孕了是不是
？And a few weeks later, a sister asked his brother, saying that is your wife pregnant?
他都没有啊，其实医院检查通通没有啊，什么也没有，一个迹象也没有啊。
And the brother said that no, that she's not pregnant. We went to the hospital for testing, but she's not pregnant.
可是他太太一直觉得很不舒服啊。
But his wife always felt uncomfortable.
怎么检查就是没有那个受精卵。
No matter how they tested, it was negative.
啊，甚至医生呢还要再用胃镜来检查，就是可能好像是他太太有胃病吧，甚至都要用就是要做详细的检查，是不是胃出了问题啊
？And the doctors even thought that there is something wrong with her intestines, and they wanted to do some testing.
很奇妙，四个月之后啊，一直到有的时候呢，已经四个月之后才知道有一有之后，那个肚子啊，说一下就鼓得很大。
And only after 4 months did they really know that she was pregnant because her stomach is already bigger.
他说这个姐妹如果回到我们这里来，你大概不认得她了哈。他这样讲的。
And this brother said that if the sister comes here now, you probably can't recognize her.
他说哎，这真的是很奇妙哦，这样的事情发生在我们当中啊，真的神的奇妙作为啊。
And I really think this is very mysterious. This is a mysterious work of God.
还没有怀孕，神就让两个不同的人做异梦了。
Before she was pregnant, two.
或者是已经怀孕了不知道的时候，大家都不知道的时候。
Or even before the test were positive, two people had dreams about this baby.
啊，四个月之后，大家才知道，连医生都看不出来，看了好几次都看不出来。
And only after 4 months did they know, even the doctors tested, and they didn't find anything.
真的，我们当中啊，真的很多神奇的作为啊。
Among us, there's a lot of miracles.
我们这次参加 NYR， 就是那个 National Youth Retreat， 就是那个青年的那个什么退休会。
And during the National Youth Retreat this year,
有两个非洲裔的美国三个非洲裔的美国人来参加。
And there were three African Americans who attended.
那您知道这个 National Youth Retreat 哈，我们玩的很多啊。
And as you know, during the NYR, we have a lot of fun.
我们有萤火晚会，我们有这个节省的啊，各方面的好好玩的游戏。
We have many
有排球，好多好玩的。
We have many activities like volleyball and bonfires and things like that.
那最后呢，就请其中两位啊，这个非洲裔的这个，他们还不是弟兄哦，朋友做见证。
And at the end, we ask two African American men. They're not brothers yet.Then they testified.
他的见证真的让我觉得很 amazed 啦，觉得很奇妙啦。
And I was amazed at their testimony.
他说这两三天来哦，让他觉得最喜乐的哦，不是这些好玩的游戏，是当一个从台湾来的那个传道，而且这个传道人很有灵性，手一按到他头上的时候呢，一个很大的力量就在他身上啊。
And they testified saying that in these 2-3 days, it was not the activities that they were most attracted to, or they had the best experience.It was when one of the pastors from Taiwan laid hands on them, and all the power came down upon them.
就是开始说出一种奇异的声音。
And they were speaking in an unknown tongue.
啊，心中感到非常的有能力，有很有喜乐。
And they felt a lot of joy and power in their heart.
哦，我说真的是，这个怎么很奇妙？就是你看一个慕道朋友把 把活动的喜乐跟从神的喜乐把它比较起来，他觉得从神的喜乐那种喜乐是没有办法，所有活动没有办法做比较的。
And it's very mysterious how a truth seeker comparing the joy that they have from the activities and the joy from God, and they think that the joy from God is much better.
所以我们听到了，我们看见了，我们体验到了，真的不可以不说啊。
So we must preach what we have seen and heard.
我们再看《使徒行传》八章的第一节，这是使徒他们宣道的精神。
Let's also look at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传八章的第一节。
Verse 1.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒之外，门徒都分散在犹大和撒玛利亚。第四节。
4. Verse 4.
那些分散的人往各处去传道理啊，这么提到那个使徒们，他们原来是住在耶路撒冷，大家通通住一起，环路公用，一起想啊，很高兴的住在一起啊。
And at that time, all the disciples were in Jerusalem and living with each other.
但是这不是神的旨意，你们要分散，到处去传福音。
But this was not the will of God. The will of God was for them to scatter.
所以神的逼迫就来，让他他们不得不呢，就到犹大，就到撒玛利亚去了。
So the persecution came, and they had to move out to Judea and Samaria.
他们如果没有到撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚的教会就建立不起来了。
If they do not grow Samaria, then the church in Samaria cannot grow.
所以我们的精神就是，我们要分散呢。
So our spirit is that we must scatter.
我们早期真耶稣教会信徒，当他们得到真理之后，很多人就回到自己的故乡，很远搭巴士啊，回到自己的故里呢，去跟自己的亲戚朋友传福音呢。
And during the early times of the true Jesus Church. When the members receive the gospel, they would go back to the hometown that is very far away to preach to their hometown.
所以早期那个教会的兴旺，大部分都是个人宣道，都是从自己的亲戚朋友开始的。
So the growth of the early church was from personal evangelism.
啊，这次的 NYTS 我们不是听到有白人弟兄来参加我们的NYTS。
And during the NYTS, there was a Caucasian who attended the NYTS.
我小弟可能这边讲过了，他们那个 group 就是二三十个人在达拉斯教会里面的那一组人呢。
And he belonged to a group of 20 or 30 people in Dallas.
啊，他们最近一起来受洗啊。
And recently they came to our church.
你知道他们一些人回到维吉尼亚州去了。
And some of the people went back to Virginia.
他们每一个礼拜或者是常常安息日要开两个小时到 Washington D.C. 啊，去那边参加我们的聚会啊。
And every Sabbath, they have to drive 2-3 hours to Washington D.C. to attend our service.
啊，如果那边再没有机会点哦，他们不晓得要开多远，要到哪里，到伊丽莎白去。从维吉尼亚州开到伊丽莎白去，可能要三四个小时。
And if there's no service at Washington D.C., then they might have to drive to Elizabeth, which is 3-4 hours away.
所以我们不要小看我们坎托卡巴教会，现在人数比较少，你不晓得将来哪一天神要带领多少人到这边来。
So let's not look at our church that we don't have a lot of members. We don't know when God will bring all the people.
你一分散哦，神附近的羊就容易到这边来聚会了。
And once you scatter, then God will call His sheep to come here.
那我们个人也是一样，比如说我们中午吃饭的时间，我们比较喜欢跟自己的好朋友一起吃饭呢。
And personally for us also, during lunch we like to sit with our friends.
那这个分散的精神就是说，当有一个朋友到我们当中来的时候呢，你要分散，你暂时牺牲一下自己那种跟好朋友享受时光，你要去跟慕道朋友宣道啦，讲你的这种神迹奇事啦，让他知道神真的在这里，这个就是分散的精神。
And the spirit of scattering is also when a true seeker comes. We do not sit only with our friends, but we go to this true seeker and talk to him.And show all the miracles that we have received from God.
我不相信您没有神迹奇事，您一定有的，你一定有祷告，一定有体验的啦。神一定有带领你的生命，您要出去跟别人分享啊。
I believe that you must have miracles and you must have experiences from God so you can preach to others.
我们再来看啊，罗马书一章的十四节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
罗马书一章十四节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 14.
一章十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、以索人，我都欠他们的债数节，所以我情愿尽我的力量，将魂也传给你们在罗马的人。这边保罗他真的是有一个很伟大的胸襟，无论是有受教的、没有受教的，他都觉得我欠他们的债。
And Paul, no matter if they were educated or not, he felt that he's indebted to them.
无论是犹太人、是希腊人啊，他都觉得他真的有义务呢，去传福音给他们。所以他说他宁愿到罗马去，罗马有很多的希腊人呢。
Whether Jew or Greek, he felt that he must preach to them. That's why he went to Rome because there are many Greeks there.
所以我们今天传福音呢，要超越种族的界限呢。
So today, when we preach, we must surpass the racial line.
感谢主，我们当中常常有一些朋友来到我们当中是不同种族的，我们真能感谢神啊。
And thank God, there are many friends who come who are of different races.
我们要传给更多的种族啊。
We must preach to more races.
小弟到达拉斯教会去聚会的时候呢，感受很深刻。
And when I went to Dallas Church for service, I have a very deep impression.
他们中午哦有一个，如果你到那个buffet去吃哈，就是buffet不是有个bar吗？Oh, you can eat buffet, 不是有个 bar 吗？
And during lunch, they have a buffet bar.
那达拉斯教会就是有类似那样子的 一个 bar。
And the Dallas Church has one in their fellowship hall.
那我去看上面摆的食物啊。
And I look at the food in the bar.
啊，韩国泡菜。
There's a Korean kimchi.
中国的这个小卷儿，那个小羹啊，小卷儿，小鱿鱼啊。
And there are some Chinese squid.
还有那个很多是我们在这些美国店那种 deli 有没有？在美国那种 deli 的那个三明治面包啊，三明治的东西，美国人吃的东西啊。
And there are a lot of American delis and pastries.
那你就看那个教会，哇，韩国的弟兄姐妹好多啊！啊，就是那一群二三十个人来，有很多的非洲裔的白人、黑人呐、啊。那所以他们那整个沙拉坝哦，我说哇，这个主菜的人真的很辛苦啊。
And we can see that the church members there, they are Koreans, they are Caucasians, they are African Americans. And I look at the salad bar, and I think that the people who cook must be work very hard.
我不相信哦，所有的食物都是那个煮饭的人哦 ，assign 煮饭那个人准备出来，我不相信呐、啊，也不可能啊。他如果中国人，他一定不会做韩国泡菜的。
I don't believe that all the food was prepared by the person who's in charge, because if it's a Chinese person, I'm sure they can't make Korean kimchi.
所以我相信很多弟兄姐妹真的很有爱心，注意到各种不同种族的需要哦，然后呢就把食物摆在桌上来。
But I can see that the love of the members, they care for all the different races in the church, so they prepare different foods.
所以我们也欠其他种族人的这种债呢，我们不要准备自己喜欢吃的就好了呢。但我们自己喜欢吃的也要准备了、哦、
So we are also indebted to people of other nations. Do not only think of ourselves.
我们要，保罗说我欠他们的债啊。
Paul says that I'm indebted to them.
我们看哥林多前书九章的十六节，这是这个使徒先道的精神。
And let's continue to look in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书九章十六节。
Chapter 9 verse 16.
九章十六节。
Chapter 9 verse 16.
十六节。
16.
我传福音也没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。十七节，
17.
我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任已经托付我了。这个保罗，他们使徒们很伟大，他们不但从正面的精神来谈到说我传福音有赏赐，他们从负面的精神来思考，哎，如果不传福音会怎么样
？Paul and the apostles not only do they look at the positive side of the blessings they will receive when they preach.But they also look at the negative side.
啊，到底有什么祸呢？我实在想不通。你不传福音，到底有什么祸呢？
What will happen to them if they don't preach?
因为保罗说有祸啦。Woe to me, right?
Paul says that woe to me if I don't preach.
到底有什么祸
？What will happen?
嘿，小弟就想到耶稣基督讲起一个比喻啊。
So I think of a parable said by Jesus Christ.
有人领五千，有人领两千，有人领一千。
Some people receive 5,000, 2,000, or 1,000.
啊，领一千的他就把它埋起来。
And the person that received 1,000 buried in the ground.
主人来的时候领一千，就跟主人这样讲啊，我知道你是个忍心的人呐、啊，你是个没有仁慈的人呐、啊。
And when the master came, the one that received 1,000 said to the master, saying that I know you're a hard man.
啊，没有撒种的你都要收割，没有收敛的，没有啊纪念，就是提到说没有撒种你都要收割的意思啊。
Saying that you reap where you do not sow.
哎，这个在讲什么？这个在讲传福音的，没有撒种的主耶稣都要收割啊。
And this is talking about evangelism. Even though Jesus Christ did not sow, he wants to gather.
啊，真的，今天啊，很多人帮我们撒种啊，我们要去收割啊，收别人所撒种的割啊，我们要做最后收成的工作啊。
And today many people are sowing, so we must go and reap.
啊，所以我们啊，一定要记得那个领一千的人，最后被那个主人丢到门外去啊，在那边哀哭切齿啊。
We must remember the servant who received 1,000 who was kicked out by the master.
所以但是只要传呢，我们就有福气了。
But if we preach, we will receive blessings.
其实啊，圣经上讲不是讲说只要圣经上是讲说只要如果不传就有祸了，而不是说如果没有人受洗，没有人得圣灵就有祸了，这不一样哦。
the Bible tells us, woe is me if I do not preach. It does not say, woe to me if no one is baptized.
今天我们比较在乎啊，有时候在乎那个数字，多少人是受圣灵，多少人受洗。其实我们觉得更应该注意，就是多少慕道朋友来到我们当中啊。
A lot of times we put more emphasis on how many people are baptized, but we should think about how many true seekers we bring in.
最后我们来看啊，《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's see, let's look at Acts chapter 12.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章
，Acts chapter 20，
二十四节
，verse 24。
二十章二十四节，这个是很感动的一种宣道精神哦。
Acts chapter 20 verse 24， this is a very touching spirit of evangelism。
我却不以性命为念，也不看作宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我主基督主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音呢。保罗他们传福音哦，传到没有生命都不怕的啦。
And this is the spirit of their preaching that they preach until their death.
啊，真的，那个绳子啊，有人拿一个自己把那个保罗的那个腰带拿起来绑住这个保罗的手啊，跟保罗讲说啊，这个腰带的主人如果到耶路撒冷去啊，他就要像这样子被绑起来啊。
And someone tied Paul his waist to his hands and saying that the master who brings you there.Who brings you to Jerusalem will be bound like this.
意思就是说，保罗到耶路撒冷去会被逼迫的意思啊。
This means that when Paul goes to Jerusalem, he will be persecuted.
但是他却不以自己的性命为念了。
But he did not care for his own life.
真的，在我们教很多工人哦，他们宣道的精神让小弟很感动。
And I'm touched by the spirit of many of the workers in our church.
有一个工人他提到说，他在去会州之前做一个梦。
And there's one worker testified saying that before he went to Africa, he had a dream.
他说他会死在会州，他甚至看到自己的坟墓啊。
And he dreamed that he will die in Africa, and even saw his own tomb.
所以在去非洲之前呢，他跟他太太抱着痛哭啊。
So before he left for Africa, he hugged his wife in tears.
但是他还是去了，因为这是教会送他去的，每个人就是这是神的一个意思。
But he still went to Africa because this is arranged by the church.
他说他真的死在非洲。
And he said that he really died in Africa.
并不是肉体的死。
Not a physical death.
是那种精神上的那种，怎么说呢？因为哦，他那次传福音非常有功效。
But that mentally, because during that trip, it was very effective.
他那时候刚传道不久啊。
And at that time, he just became a preacher not too long.
如果他一下子可以受洗这么多人的话哦，哇，他一定自己会觉得很高兴啊。
And if so suddenly he can baptize so many members, I'm sure he will be very joyful.
但是呢，他觉得这些人呢，虽然他们已经道理懂了，很想受洗，但是他把他留给下一批次来宣道的人呢，留给下一批次的来的人来受洗啊。
But although the members there were understood the truth and were ready to baptize, he wanted to wait until the next preacher.
好像他的 ego 啊，他那个自我本我啊，被埋葬在非洲里面一样。
It's as if his ego was buried in Africa.
同样这个传道呢，有一次他从非洲出来之后呢，他发现在西方的社会医生啊，检查到他肝里面有虫啊。
And there's another preacher.
The same.
The same preacher after leaving Africa, went to a doctor and was tested that in his liver. In his liver, there is some bugs.
因为他都一直跟那个土著住在一起哦，一起住，一起喝，一起吃啊，那个不卫生的东西跑到他的肝里面去了。
Because he always stayed with the natives, so he lived with them and ate with them, so there are some dirty things inside his liver.
但是下一次公文一来哦，他还是一样去啊。
But the next time when the letter came, he still went to Africa.
所以我常常觉得很佩服这些工人，真的是不以自己的性命为念的。
So I really look up to these preachers who do not look after their own lives.
其实我们今天真的没有机会为主耶稣死啊！说实话，没有太多机会了。
And tell the truth, nowadays there's not really a chance that we can die for Christ.
但是我们实在有机会为耶稣来活啊。
But there is a chance for us to live for Christ.
这次灵恩布道会就是一个机会啊。
And during this great convocation, it is a chance.
我们的教会规模还很小。
Our church is still small.
我们灵恩布道会从礼拜晚上开始啊。
And this prayer convocation starts from Friday night.
很多教会是从礼拜三晚上开始，或者礼拜四晚上开始。
Many churches start on Wednesday night or Thursday night.
所以我们要把这个精神拿出来，我们报答神的机会就在这段时间呢。
So we must bring out this mentality that this is our chance to repay God.
我们要邀请我们的朋友来这边听福音呢。
We must ask our friends to come.
或者是如果我们邀请不到，我们自己也要像拉撒路一样坐在耶稣前面呢？因为拉撒路是一个复活的人，坐在耶稣前面，他本身就是一个见证啊。
And if we cannot get any friends to come, we must come like Lazarus because he was resurrected by Christ. He himself is a witness.
我们想想看，如果很多慕道朋友来到我们当中，但是没有信徒，他们会觉得一定会觉得很奇怪，你们的信徒到哪里去了？
If many visitors come, but they do not see any members here, they would think it's strange. Where's all the members?
所以我们请弟兄姐妹来注重、来爱神，就是用这种一年两次开灵布道会的时间，这是我们表达我们爱神的一个很重要的方法。
And I believe that this is a very good chance for us to love God. These two spirit convocations that we have twice a year.
你看到、你听到了，就把它讲出去。
And you speak what you have heard and seen.
很简单的邀请人来说，你来看一看嘛。
And you can just ask people to come just to take a look.
有一次我祖母教我一个方法，我觉得很有趣啊。
And one time my grandma told me a way that was very interesting.
我祖母跟隔壁人讲说，哎呀，我不会骗你啦，福音真的很好呢，啊，不然你给我骗一次好不好？就骗这么一次就好了啦。
My grandma told me saying that.
他这个邻居宣教的时候就是这样讲的。
When she preached to the neighbor saying that the gospel is good, I will not lie to you, but even so, just let me lie to you once.
这个我觉得那个精神哦，那个老祖母的精神哦，是我们应该学习的。
And I believe this is the type of mentality we must learn from.
我们也请弟兄姐妹呢，能够为这个灵布道会祷告啊。
We also ask all the members to pray for this spiritual convocation.
啊，真的，如果神不动工哦，我们多努力都没有用的啦。
Because if God does not work, it doesn't matter how hard we work.
所以我们要求圣灵先动工啊。
So we must ask the Holy Spirit to work.
我们求神差派先使天使给我们打先锋啊。
Ask Jesus Christ to send angels.
我们祷告不要客气啊。
And let's not be shameful in our prayers.
Do not be timid in our prayer. 你要有一个很大的一个抱负，就是真的神有办法差天使帮我们打前锋啊。
And do not be timid in our prayers. We must believe that God can send angels to be messengers for us.
在某一个教会啊，在我们的美国的教会啊，真的很多慕道朋友呢。是天使带过来的，天使带来听福音的。
In one of the churches in the U.S., actually, many of the visitors were brought by angels.
One visitor, at least I know,
one visitor was brought by an angel.
所以我们要大胆的喽，来求神跟我们同工啊。
So we must boldly pray for God to work with us.
祝福我们的慕道朋友，让他们有感受。
To bless the visitors so they can experience.
他们一有感受呢，他们被神吸引呢，你不用讲什么，他们一定会来爱神的啦。
If that experience, you don't have to say much, they will come.
我们一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
283首。
283.